Bye, Susan. We got to hurry, 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 but let's go.
All right. Thank you. 2 weeks ago, I noticed my left nail thumb, my thumbnail, had a divot in the middle of the nail, like almost like a hole. So I kind of gently filed it down and polished it, and it seemed to kind of, you know, stay the same. And then 2 weeks later, what was once a hole is now I have a little lump on my nail bed from the base of my nail halfway up my nail. So I'm just wondering if that's a sign that I better pay attention.
Are all the other nails in good shape and just that one's trouble?
Yep, just that one.
Are you losing any hair more than usual?
No.
Okay. Well, that very much appears to be localized to your thumb, and I think you're going to have somebody take a look at it, because if it went from a hole, sort of, and now it's a lump, that needs looking at. There may be some hidden infection in there or something. It's hard to say without looking at it, ma'am.
Okay. Good to know. And then one quick question. Sometimes when I'm watching TV and I'm sitting on the couch and I turn my head or my shoulders, there's little like crunching sounds. Like, is my body low on omega-3s? What would be the cause of my, that things are kind of cracking when I move my spine?
Right. So the cracking is in the spine or the neck?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, rather than nutrients, the very first thing I do there is refer people to a really good chiropractor, ma'am, because most of the time it's a misalignment over here that affects the whole rest of the spine. Or it could be over there and affecting the whole rest of the spine.
Good.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that's the finishing music here. They got to warn us with the violins. So thank you very much for calling, and thank you for listening.